So we are desperate in the Western world to have gallium production, and nobody has gallium resource in Canada, and Volta is looking to have that in the coming months, Q3, let's say. The gallium resource. Look, this is a rare earth project, okay? But gallium is an add-on, smaller market, but we're gonna have a substantial resource with high grade.
Good day, everybody. It's me, just Steve Yang here with Karim Uzunmez, President and CEO of Volta Metals. How are you, Karim?
I'm great. Thank you, Steve. How are you doing?
Not bad at all. First of all, looking forward to meeting you in Atlanta in person. Looking forward to that. For those who are not familiar with your story, before we start, if you can give us your ticker, where you're trading, and how people can find you.
Absolutely. The company is called Volta Metals Limited. It is trading on the CSE under ticker VLTA, so Volta without the O, VLTA on the Canadian exchange. And OTC, it's VOLMF. And in Frankfurt, it's D0W.
Awesome. Well, Karim, for those who don't know the story, if you can tell us a little bit more about Volta, just kind of give us the big picture and why you feel the story is so compelling.
Yeah, absolutely. Volta Metals is a critical mineral exploration and development company with projects in Ontario. We have lithium exploration project, but our more exciting, more advanced project is Springer rare earth and gallium deposit in Ontario. It's near Sudbury. It is rapidly evolving into one of the top largest rare earth deposits, with the one only with gallium, and the infrastructure is unmatched in globally, actually. Yeah.
Karim, if you can give us some insight more on gallium in particular. I know we talked about that a bit last time, but why is, for those who don't know what gallium is, why are you so excited about that?
Yeah. So this project has a lot of gallium, high-grade gallium, a lot of drill holes with wide intercepts. Why is gallium important? So the gallium is predominantly used, well, in generally used where rare earths are used. On these screens that we're talking, you know, rare earths are very important, obviously. But lately, it's being used in semiconductors. So new generation of chips are making AI way more faster to respond, such as videos and all the, you know, AI explosion that we're seeing is because of gallium nitrate semiconductors. So NVIDIA's, AMD's, they're all using that. We have zero production in the US. 98% of the production is in China. And China put restrictions, started last December, not this December, the December before, restricted exports to US. And then in April 2025, they restricted any export of gallium. So you cannot take gallium out of China. 98% of global production is restricted there right now. So we are desperate in the Western world to have gallium production, and nobody has gallium resource in Canada, and Volta is looking to have that in the coming months, Q3, let's say. The gallium resource. Look, this is a rare earth project, okay? But gallium is an add-on, smaller market, but we're gonna have a substantial resource with high grade.
So when you say rare earth project, but you got, is it fair to think of this project as a rare earth project with a gallium kicker? But I mean, you seem really excited about the gallium. Maybe I was excited about the gallium last time.
I think everybody's so excited.
The best way to think of this project as your flagship, as well as the company as a whole?
Look, this is a rare earth deposit, no doubt about that. With our last year's small drill program, we increased the resource by 11 fold. And now it's top 10 largest rare earth deposits in North America. Again, none of the other projects have the infrastructure this one has, okay? We don't have to build anything. We can even put a mill anytime. Like it's already everything is there, the power, the road, all that stuff, and the skilled workforce. We don't have to build a camp. But because it's largest and it's still growing, it's going to be maybe in the top five, maybe in the top three for rare earth. What gallium adds on is, without going into too much details, it's going to add 25 to 30, maybe more percent of value as it currently stands. You look at, anybody can Google it, widest high-grade rare earth drill intercepts in the world. Volta comes up. We have in this Springer very, very wide high-grade zones, and this starts on surface. So for a project, not just rare earth, it cannot get any better than this. How can it get better than this? You add gallium to the mix, okay? With a clean chemistry, like what else do you need? That gallium is very important for Western world to have the supply chain here. That is, I think, going to be very strategic. One thing on the thing that we are going to see is the metallurgical work that we're doing, right? It's that's going to map out how much we can actually recover. Once we do that, then we are on our way to having the only or the first gallium resource in Canada. That's huge with that infrastructure.
So, did you say you were going to do a metallurgical study? What's the timeline on that? And how much, you said it's the largest rare earth deposit. How large is it? And you said it was high grade. What's the grade like? What do you think you guys have?
Okay, there's a lot to uncover there. So
Yeah.
metallurgical work, let's start from there because that's the key for any project, particularly rare earth projects. We started that last year. Look, we acquired this in June. We're really, really moving this very fast. So I started doing the metallurgical work. Metallurgical work for especially rare earths or niche metals like this or elements, it is a marathon, right? We're in the first 100 meters. We are going to prove that we can run, okay? Which is, can this be recovered? Because it is, the numbers I'm going to give you are all in situ numbers. We need to prove that it is recoverable. That's the work we are doing, the first 100 meters of the marathon. Once I show that, then we're going to sprint because the recovery is very important, obviously, because there are projects you cannot recover. We need to show that it's sustainably recoverable. That's first step, and that is coming in the next week or two. In early May, we're going to have those results. Hopefully, knock on wood, that's
Yeah.
how things are progressing. So that's the recovery part. That is going to also map out the gallium, rare earths as well as gallium. Now, grade is obviously king. Having the mineralization on surface is even more important. When rare earth companies report or the projects report, we report in total rare earths. You have a basket value of all these elements. There are 17 of them in the periodic table. Which ones do you have more? Which ones do you have less? Because some of them are 30 cents a kilo, some of them are
Yeah.
$30,000 a kilo. So what you have
Okay.
matters. So that was a great question on that side of things. Now, our total rare earth, again, re relative to peers, is high grade. But what you want to have is the top two light and top two heavies, which are NdPr, neodymium, praseodymium for the lights, and then terbium and dysprosium for the heavies. Oftentimes, you don't have them all together in a project where we have this one. Our resource calculation currently stands at 176 million tons of total rare earth oxide, inferred and indicated. That was only based on these four elements. We have the other 11 from the periodic table as well in varying concentrates. Now, what matters more is how much you have those in your concentrate. Because grade is one thing.
Oh.
Again, recovery is more important. That is the answer I'm hoping to answer early May. That's what's going to have. And once I have that, and this becomes real, we can talk about numbers, we can talk about value, we can talk about where it's going to go. At this point, it's hard to answer, but the grade is look, And throughout the boreholes we are drilling, we're seeing mineralization, high-grade material. Well, I'm talking 40, 60, sorry, 40, 400, 500, 600 meters of mineralized zones. That's incredible.
So the other thing you mentioned was infrastructure. You said that you seem to, I just want to get some clarity on you guys have an infrastructure, implying that other people don't. Can you expound on a little bit more of what that means? Is it just other rare earth projects aren't set up like you guys are? If you can just kind of clarify that a bit.
I'm not talking bad about any other projects. Like every project has positives and negatives, right? Like we're obviously comparing ourselves to how we're doing on that side of things, and infrastructure is one of the best aspects of this project. It is 50 minutes from Sudbury, okay, one of the best, if not the best, mining city in the world. You get all kinds of talents, all kinds of suppliers, all kinds of everything related to mining. We have paved road from Sudbury right into the project. And we have two hydropower dams right outside of our claims, literally just outside of our claims. When you're standing, you're looking at the dam. So the power lines go through the property. So we don't have to bring power. We don't have to build a road at all. We don't have to bring talent or camp. Everybody's going to go home when we're operating this. So those are huge aspects of this project. In terms of timing, in terms of capital investments. So that's what I mean. You don't have all these in one project, let alone when it comes down to rare earth projects. So there are phenomenal, larger rare earth projects around in North America. Obviously, most of them have this infrastructure challenge. So that means time and billions of dollars.
Karim, if we can go to your share structure a bit as well as your capital. First of all, how much capital do you have? How far does that take you? And are you going to need to raise more soon? And if you can break down your structure formula a bit.
That's good. Yeah. So we have 130 million shares outstanding. This company is just 3 years old. When we went public, it's been 3 years, give or take. And we have over $4 million in the bank, and we came to this spot with just raising $6 million. This
Is
is that
that
includes
US?
all Canadians. Sorry, all the numbers I'm
Canadian.
giving are
Okay.
Canadian. So 30%, 35%, depending on the day, less for American dollar value. But that's how we came to this point with $6 million. And so we have over $4 million in the bank. So we acquired these projects, advanced them, did the resource, did two drill programs, and still like network, environmental studies. It's very, very lean operation, testament to where we are located. You know, it makes things easier
Yeah.
and cheaper, obviously. So yeah, we're in a good position. I don't anticipate any raise this year. However, let's see how things go. We are very, very fast-paced operation. So if we wanted to take to the next level, there's a possibility later in the year, but not anytime soon.
Could you give us your philosophy on dilution, and if you can also speak about any options warrants as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So look, nobody got cheap paper when we started the company. When we started, we put our own money at 10 cents, acquired projects, did some work, nobody got paid, and we never did a rollback. So every financing, the insiders put money in, increased our holdings to 22, 23% overall float. The rest are people, mostly we know, have been supporting on every financing, right? So the warrants, the options, obviously, went to mostly insiders, as well as the people we know. So those are not there for a few cents or doubling their money. They're more there for the bigger bagger, right? So we know a majority, if not all, of the warrant holders. So that's a good
Great.
thing. Nobody owns more than 5%. We don't have institutional. It's mostly high net worths and retail.
Great. Karim, what's your market cap? And I know that we were looking at other companies. I don't know what your comparables are, but if you can kind of tell us kind of maybe where you stand in relation to the peers, or maybe I talk to CEOs all the time and they'll say that no CEO worth their salt is going to say that we're overvalued. But what kind of potential do investors have here with you guys?
Yes, Given it's a new story, given we just acquired this less than 10 months ago, the word is still getting out, right? That's one aspect. The other aspect is a lot of catalysts, a lot of milestone achievements we are going to achieve in the next 3 to 6 months. So a lot of upside linear wise is there, right? Now, it's always very difficult to compare apples to apples in junior mining. When it comes down to rare earths, it's almost impossible. So I'm not going to really touch base on that, but I can tell you some similarities on other companies. So our market cap is around 25, $26 million Canadian. We're obviously advancing this project, so there's a lot of upside coming up, such as, updating the resource, gallium resource, the first one in Canada. Globally, in fact, one of the first. So the PEA is coming, the metallurgical work, some more drill hole data. 13 drill hole data is pending still. We're waiting for, a lot of gallium in those as well that I expect. So a lot of news flow is going to happen from now until mid late summer, and then after that we're going to have PEA. Those are the catalysts. But when you want to compare, you obviously want to compare to other rare earth projects. There's a couple of slides on our deck on the website that you can look at, but the viewers can look at. But there's one in BC, it's called Wichita Defense Metals. They are about $100 million market cap, more advanced project, absolutely way higher grade, like one of the best I would say in the world. But again, it's more remote and it's smaller, so it's there are good the positives and negatives, but that's the one I would compare probably closest. Obviously, there is recoveries and stuff like that too that's coming, but that's in Canada. That's one thing. And then you look at other North American ones, like there's 20 of them, and we're currently the seventh largest and still growing. We're the only one that is open. We haven't hit any sides of it. So we're looking at potentially top five, maybe even top three with gallium included.
So you joined the company what year? Last year?
No, actually, I'm one of the founders. So
You're one of the founders.
since day one, yeah, 2023, when we went public, we started the company, incorporated 2022. Like I said, we put our own money to acquire the projects and do the work. And then almost 8, 10 months later, we were public, yeah.
And you're ready to, as soon as the first 100 meters, we hope they go successfully. You're off to the races. What would the best case scenario look like, and how do you gauge success for this coming year?
I think the success would be prove that it's recoverable, the met work, right? Improve and increase the resource and have a gallium resource. That's going to be massive catalyst, in my opinion. Those are. And then have a PEA, technical study. That's just over 1 year within acquiring this project. Achieve those. Probably by September, October, we potentially could have it. The PEA, that's what's going to. It's going to depend on the last assay results we get. But because where we are after the PEA, I think we can advance this into development fairly quickly because of its location. Like I said, the location is incredible. I, in fact, ordered pizza from Domino's, okay? Just to show how easily this is accessible. In fact, I called them and I asked them, okay, look. Can you guys deliver to the project site if we paid you extra? He says, where is it? I said, it's Highway 64 and this road, Burnt Lake Road. And they said, oh, we deliver to Burnt Lake Road. There are, houses down the road that we deliver there. It's in the delivery zone. I'm like, how many projects are within pizza delivery zones? Like, it is crazy to think
I
about.
hope you took a picture. I hope you took a picture. I mean, that's
I
marketable right
did.
there.
I did. It was less than a month ago. And we put it on social media. It's even on our presentation right now because it is, I think, a valuable picture because really
Absolutely.
it's within delivery zone. Crazy.
And Karim, two more things. One, if you can talk about a little bit more about your background and the team that you have around you. And two, since you mentioned social, if you can tell our listeners how to follow your story, how to connect with you either on social, or if you can give your website one more time as well.
Absolutely. So I'm a geological engineer. I did my master's in rock mechanics. I worked with a lot of juniors, exploration projects and producing companies, producing mines in Canada, and then did a lot of consulting across Canada, South America, Eastern Europe, and Africa, and then ran a drilling company. So we know drilling as well. And ran another mining company before. We took it to feasibility study, IBAs, and development stage. So that's I've seen it all from scoping studies to closure. But obviously the team is more important because we have experts in rare earth geology as well as processing. We have two advisors that are massively, experienced in this, how to process these, what to look for, as well as how to find more. And we're seeing the fruits of those because of those team. And what I'm more really fortunate is that the board is incredible because they all bring something to the table. They are literally involved, very functional board. Everybody brings something, different backgrounds. Mark and I started the company. He's my chairman, and he is PhD in geology, so very valuable. He built companies three times, from juniors to producers, billion, multi-billion-dollar companies. And we have Mike, engineer, built mines and did the same multiple times. We have Saga, Indigenous lawyer. She's involved in a lot of all the chiefs across Canada and the federal government they do work with. So very, very strong team. I have others. If I start, going through it, it'll be long. But everybody really, really is involved, and that's why we can move this very fast. Like having these experiences around me, very, very fortunate.
Yeah. Karen, how do people find you? If you can give your tickers one more time, and how can people follow your story?
So we're on social media. We're at Volta Metals on all the platforms: X, Instagram, LinkedIn, Blue Sky, and our website is voltametals.ca, Canadian. Those are our social media. Voltametals.ca is the website, but our tickers are again on the Canadian Stock Exchange: VLTA, again, VLTA in Canada, and VOLMF on the OTC.
Great. For our listeners, the disclosure, I have bought in and out of Volta. I believe my children are still currently in the portfolio. Volta is in their portfolio. I am not giving investment advice, but please do your due diligence. Reach out to Kerem, follow their story, follow their ticker, and then learn more about them and reach out to them if you need. Please follow their story. Kerem, thanks so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta. Also, Kerem and Volta have not paid for this interview, but we are going to see you in Atlanta and looking forward to getting to know you there and meeting you in person. Thanks so much, Kerem.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to that as well.